Ladies and gentlemen,
we're back.
We are back. Episode
16.
Thank you. That's hey, close. He's getting better. He's getting better. Another day, another vault. You know what we like to do here. You know, this one's a good one. I got a little hypothetical questions for everybody.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, probably not, but hey, thank you for listening anyways.
Yeah, I say that on every episode. Love yeah, you. It's going to be interesting.
yeah, it's probably not. Get straight into the joke.
Yeah, because you're always first.
Yeah, I don't trust trees. Send it. They're pretty shady.
That's a good one. I like that one. Mine's related, but not really related at all.
To what? My trees?
Anything. Okay. Fact of the day, March 14th, which is today.
It is.
1931, the first theater built for rear movie projection in New York City.
1931?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, did they just have them in the front, I guess?
I guess so.
Yeah, we don't really know.
who knows? that's for another day.
like you said, it's March 14th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Selection Sunday for all my fellow collegiate basketball fans. That's a good day. The best time of the year starting. Conference tournaments are getting ready to be over. National tournament starting. It's a great day. Before we get into this, you know, we got a second guest on next week.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
No names yet, but it's a good one. Also, a couple things, a couple opportunities may have presented itself. Some big things, potentially.
Very big things.
Potentially. Not going to say yes, not going to say no, because I don't want to get you guys' hopes up. But hey, if everything works out,
it'll be big.
Wow. Just wow. We also got presented with another opportunity that'd be pretty cool for an experience for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I just don't remember.
Yeah, you know. I'm not going to say yes on that either because I want to make sure it goes through first.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, so hey, stick with us because maybe some big things are coming, guys. We appreciate you always. All right, we're getting right into this today. All right, if you are on a singing show, what song would you sing?
What song would I sing?
Yeah, like American Idol, The Voice, whatever.
Oh, definitely The Broken Road by... Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts.
Hey, that's a good one. I respect it a lot.
What about you?
Yeah, you know it's Body by Megan Thee Stallion. Body, yaddy, yaddy, oh, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Or I Want You to Park That Big Mac Inside This Little Garage. honestly, I don't know. I'd probably have to go with those something. Songs fit you. No, they don't.
They fit you very well. I can see you up there on stage twerking.
Say twerking? For everybody.
Oh, yeah. On headstand twerking.
Just getting at it. Just getting at it. You know, I don't really... I'd probably say something country, honestly.
Okay.
I can't sing, like so I'd probably Luke never... Combs. Yeah, I was thinking more like Garth Brooks, but
Morgan
yeah.
Morgan Wallen.
Nah, probably not Morgan Wallen, but no. I still like the guy. He's got good
only
music.
Whiskey Glasses. I think that's the only song I know of his.
Yeah, I think you know more than that, but you're just not giving yourself credit.
Yeah, probably.
I'm probably going to go with Garth, probably. Okay. Or some older, like, 90s
maybe
country.
George Strait.
Yeah, some 90s country for sure. If you had to sing one song from start to finish to not be killed, what song are you singing?
Baby by Justin Bieber.
Yo, that's up there. That's for sure. And you know, you already know my answer for this. I play it every time we go out. It's definitely Calling Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
I got that song
you
memorized.
You can sing that backwards.
Now, that would be a trick.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be real cool.
I can't even say the alphabet backwards. So
I don't even know the alphabet.
What's an alphabet? If you were a Transformer. Wait, did you answer?
Yeah, I answered.
Yeah, call him Baton Rouge. If you were a Transformer, what vehicle would you turn into?
My first instinct would say like a Prius. Because like no one would expect it. Then I'd just come out and be like, bruh!
Okay.
But then... They're pretty small. So then I would be not that intimidating. But I'm also a Transformer.
Okay.
So I'm also going to think... I mean, these were in the Transformer movies, but definitely a jet. Because how cool would that be? You got missiles.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You're like, you're flying around with missiles all the time. And then it's like, huh, I'm kind of bored shooting missiles at people. I'm going to be a Transformer. And just jump out and start kicking people in the head. What about you?
Hear me out. A bus.
A bus. Like a school bus?
Yeah, like school
bus. Or a Greyhound bus?
No, school bus.
School bus? Yeah, but...
Nobody's expecting that.
Yeah, but what happens when you have kids on board?
Just like they do with any other passenger. They swaddle them and put them down.
He says...
Picks them up and just lays them on the ground.
Lays them on the ground. Pick them up in your hand, just flicking them off. Bye-bye.
We'll see it.
All right. Out of any professional sport in the world, what would you get rid of and why?
Professional sport. I don't know. My swimming.
Yo. Apparently you've never watched Michael Phelps.
I mean, I watched him. I'm just thinking like Olympic sports. Yeah. Definitely fishing. Or fishing.
Fishing?
Sorry, I'm thinking about fishing.
No. I don't know. Like,
because snowboarding's cool. You know, all the ice games are cool.
Okay, I'm going to make a lot of people mad. If we're doing Olympic sports, figure skating.
Yeah, no, that's my vote, figure skating.
Like,
cool. I mean, it takes a lot of talent.
It takes, don't get me wrong, it takes talent. That's not something, I can watch people swim.
Yeah.
I just can't watch you skate on the ice, like hockey. That's different. I don't want to watch you dance on the ice. No. Nothing against you. You are great at what you do.
Maybe. You might be terrible.
If you're in the Olympics, you're great at what you do.
Yes.
So, therefore, that's got to go. If we're doing non-Olympic sports, you ready to make people mad?
I'm listening.
Competitive cheerleading.
I agree with you on that.
Because I'd rather watch any other sport than competitive cheerleading.
Yeah, I almost made everybody mad on that one. But I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say that it's not a sport.
Sideline cheerleading is not a sport.
Sideline cheerleading is not a sport.
Competitive cheerleading is a sport.
Come at him, not me.
Hey, I'm giving you credit. If you do like the routines and all that, that's a sport. If you're standing on the sidelines going, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
No.
That's not cheerleading. No. That's cheerleading. That's not a sport.
Are you?
You're watching a sport.
That's not cheerleading.
You're cheering on a sport. But yes, competitive cheerleading is a sport.
Alright.
Alright, where are we at?
Is that all you want to say about cheerleading?
Yeah, I don't want to make people too mad. Also, I don't really care.
Yeah, me either.
Alright.
Alright. We're going to go into a completely different topic here.
Yep.
Same ideas, but animals. What two animals would you switch sounds that they make?
Oh, definitely a dolphin and a tiger.
Okay.
Could you just...
A lion and a monkey.
That'd be pretty funny. But I'm just saying, a dolphin and a tiger, are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
That'd be so funny.
I would Someone's be intimidated out- by a tiger at that point.
No, but you're out there doing dolphin watching, and you just see one jump out and go, roar! And you're like, oh, what is going on?
What is that?
That's not a dolphin. God, that'd be funny.
I'd be scared. Yeah, no, definitely a lion and a monkey.
I was going to... See, I couldn't put
that would make a monkey really scary.
It make I don't know. Would that make a lion more intimidating? Where it's going, oh, oh, oh! You'd be like, what? Why is it? It
looks yeah, I think so.
I mean, let's be real. A lion's always going to be scary.
Yeah, just by its looks.
Could you imagine though, like a lion and a house cat switching? A lion's coming up on you and he goes, meow. hey there, buddy. Come here. I'll pet you. Sure, I guess.
That'd be really intimidating at that point.
If you could put wings on any animal, what animal are you putting it on?
An elephant.
So,
kind of like... Can you imagine that massive thing flying at you?
Yeah, so kind of like Dumbo, but with wings.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah. Yeah, totally.
Dude, I don't know, that one's Wait, tough.
Do the wings have to work?
Yeah, I mean,
like, so they like can, do they have
to yeah, fly. So they can be able to fly. Yeah.
Okay, so like chickens, you know, their wings work and they can fly just a little bit.
No, like they fly so like a bird,
like ducks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the chicken's a bird, so
I mean, kinda... like a eagle,
like a duck, like a goose.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you still going with elephant?
Yeah, totally.
I don't know.
Can you imagine that?
I got
an airplane of an elephant going through. How fast would they fly?
I don't know.
Not very.
A giraffe.
Ooh. See, they already look like a Boeing 737. So.
Or like a snake.
No, that'd just be scary.
the world's gonna end.
At that point, it becomes a dragon.
Dragons be kind of cool.
Yes.
All right.
What animal would be better if it had scales?
An orangutan. I don't know why that was the first thing that popped to my mind. I was listening, and like you said, what animal would be better if it had scales? And I was like, orangutan. Just like that. Like, I don't know why, but like the first thing that came to my mind. Can you imagine? Like, any type of like
any mammal, primate,
like yeah. that has like furry hair like that. With the that'd be so cool.
I'm not a duck.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, an orangutan wouldn't be.
I think it'd be cooler seeing an orangutan with scales than a duck with scales.
Yeah. I guess if it was a duck, you'd think it'd be like a rabbit or something.
Do rabbits have scales?
No, a rabbit. Rabid.
Oh.
Gosh.
I was like, I'm pretty sure rabbits don't have scales, but hey, maybe you're saying different ones than me. All right. If you had a tail, what tail would it be like from what animal, and what would you use it for?
Definitely a kangaroo.
Yeah, they jump off those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
So kangaroo. You would do a kangaroo sure. tail. What would you use it for? Just a jump?
To jump? Maybe do like a spinning tail whip? You know?
See, I don't...
Like if it was on fire or something.
Yeah, I was going to say kangaroo, but that was going to be like any just long tail. Like giraffe tail, lion tail. One, I'm going to beat people up with it just... And then... Well, after I beat you up, I'm just going to get it going and fly away.
Hear me out. A Great Dane tail.
Aren't those things like little stubs?
No. Not if they don't get chopped.
Oh.
Those things beat you to death.
Okay, anyway, I'm saying I'm flying out of there. I use my tail to fly out.
Okay. You'd spin it fast enough.
If I got a tail, trust me. I'm practicing. I'm spinning it.
One place on Earth to never live. And why?
The desert, because what's good in the desert, and it's hot, and then it gets cold, and it's just too and fluctuating for me, and like, why? I don't want to be out there and just sand and sand and sand. No, thank you. Sounds like hell.
Okay.
I'm well, pretty sure the desert is the gates to hell, but hey, I don't
know. It possibly could be. What one place yours? To never live.
One place why? To never live. On Earth.
On Earth. In the ocean.
I didn't think about that. That's a good answer. The like ocean's scary.
In the depths of the ocean, not just...
The ocean's scary.
Yeah. Because there's still things that they're discovering every day.
I mean, ocean. Like, what isn't it, like, 70% of the ocean's not explored or something like that?
Yeah. Something like that or more.
That's just... No, thank you. Like, can you get, like, you? We only know, like, so, nope. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
I
can't. To follow that up, where's one place you would like to live and why?
The jungle. Nope. Lied. The savannah.
No, I mean, like, not that.
Well, you didn't say that. Oh, like a city?
Yeah.
I don't know. Potosi?
Ireland.
That's not a city.
Nope. But I'm going to Ireland.
probably like Greece.
Greece?
Italy, yeah. Somewhere through there.
A lot of history through there for sure.
Yeah. That's why I like it.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. All right. If you join the circus, just moving right on. Moving right on because we just got just donezo there. If you could join, if you joined the circus, what would your job be?
I'm gonna let you answer that first.
All right, as I'm taking a drink, appreciate that one. Definitely the ringmaster. I'm controlling everybody because you know I can't like me. I'm just too social that I'm like I can't just be like, oh yeah, watch me swallow this sword. Hey, watch me ride this elephant. No, hey, watch me dance around and flip up the baton and catch it and have the cool little outfit. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, sign me up. I don't know, I'd probably be a clown.
Oh, definitely.
I feel like that fits me too.
Yeah, fits you very well. I'd be a lion tamer.
Well, I don't know how to take that, first of all. That
you
kind
just
of upset
take it.
Me.
You just go on with your life. That's how you do that.
All right. What would you
a lion tamer.
That'd be pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Lions are my favorite animal. That'd be sick.
It'd be neat. I bet it's probably dangerous, but...
I mean, if I'm going to go out, I could see no better way of going out than being eaten by a lion.
I can see a lot better ways of going out than being eaten by a lion.
That's my number one way to go out. So if anyone's trying to kill me out there...
Bring the lions.
Bring a lion. I'll know. I'll willingly go.
What would you want your floor to be if it was an unconventional floor?
I don't know. That'd be pretty cool.
Trampolines.
Oh, that's a good answer, too.
Are you okay?
No, because you stole a good answer.
I mean, you're okay today, because I'm jumping all over these questions.
Gosh.
You're sitting back like I am.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I would say, like, TVs, but then you'd have to look down all the time. You couldn't lay on the floor, because then it'd hurt your eyes. I got it.
I'll bless it.
Bed mattresses. You can lay down anywhere. It's always going to be soft.
Hear me out. Is it all one bed mattress? Or is it a bunch of bed mattresses put together?
No, it's all one.
Okay.
Like I'll a big say, one.
If they're just laid out together, your foot's going to fall through and it's not going to be...
Well, even if it was separate, like they're pieced together so you don't fall through.
Okay.
But it's a bed mattress. So you can lay down anywhere. It's always going to be soft. If you fall, don't have to worry about kids getting hurt. You can run and jump.
So basically the same thing as a trampoline.
Yeah, but it doesn't shoot you up in the sky. So your answer was better.
Yeah, but I have like 30-foot ceilings. I would. I'd have a different, like a trampoline. Every room's a trampoline.
Yeah, I know.
Except for the hallway.
Well, that's just stupid.
I mean, you could just bounce
all the way down.
Spins and jumps and
yeah, but I'm just saying,
down the hallway.
Like, ours is basically the same thing, but yours shoots you up in the sky. Mine just, you jump on it and you're just kind of coming.
You're just there.
You're there. But like, you could do like... wrestling matches. Just okay. RKO people out of nowhere all the time and not have to worry about them getting hurt because, hey, it's a mattress. You RKO them on a trampoline, someone's probably going to get a broken bone.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Let's do it. Let's get trampoline floors. All right. Would you want a house where every wall was a giant TV and you can choose the channel but never turn the TVs off?
Every wall?
Every wall. Was a giant TV. So, like, there's four walls in this room. Every wall was a TV, and you could have four different channels on, but you could never turn them off. You can turn down the sound, but you can never turn them off. I'm thinking yes, because how cool would that be?
I mean, yeah, you could watch all your different sporting events at one time, or, like, if you're in the mood for racing, you could watch racing on one wall and then sports on the other. You play COD on one wall, watch sports, and racing all at the same time.
There's my thing,
be a
too.
Heck of life.
And if you need to cover it, like, if you need to, like, sleep.
You just cover it up.
They make curtains.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. I'd do it.
But, hey, there's always ways around it, but, yeah, why would you not do that? I mean, that's a lot of TVs.
Yeah. It's a lot of TVs.
They can never be turned off, but, hey. Then you ever have people over, people can say, well, I don't get to watch what I want to watch. Well, go find a wall.
Go down the hallway. First room on the left.
There's four of them there. Where are we at?
Would you want a house where everyone...
I just asked that question.
That's not it. That's my bad. I thought it was the one above it. If you could travel to any war and spectate without getting hurt, which war would it be?
I'm going to say World War II.
I'm with you on that. What part of World War II?
I want to see D-Day.
Okay.
I would like to spectate everything. You know, just like from the bombing of Pearl Harbor to the Battle of Midway, D-Day, all that. Or, hear me out too, the American Revolution. Yo, I want to be out there dumping tea with Samuel Adams. Just, whoo, Boston Harbor. Get this tea out.
Throwing barrels out. Yeah, that'd be a good one to watch.
To, you know, those redcoats come and you just take a step back and go, it was him. He gets shot. Guess who doesn't get shot? Me, because I can't get hurt. partake in all the events without getting hurt, sign me up. What is your war?
I said World War II. Oh, did I not say that?
You did, but I was wondering, like, why and what would you want to see?
Yeah. I would have liked to see Auschwitz.
Damn.
And how they...
Damn Germans. Not Germans. Hitler.
Yeah. I'd like to see how they, you know, manipulated all them people. I'd like to understand.
Yeah.
How.
Yeah.
It's just it's a sad, crazy to think, honestly.
Sad, sad thing.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry, you got me. It got real sad here.
What food would you be if you were a food?
If I was a food, what food would I be? I guess I'd have to go with my favorite food.
Okay.
Probably like a buffalo chicken sandwich. No, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or a steak. A nice, fat, juicy steak.
Okay.
The one real men eat. The one where cowboys eat. Not those city slickers. They're like, give me a sirloin. 6 ounce sirloin.
Medium well done.
Well done. No, I want to come out mooing.
You get to cut the steak off the cow. That's how rare you want it.
What food would you be?
I don't know. Biscuits and gravy? Because who doesn't like biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy. You got some good answers today.
I know. I'm on top of things.
Is this what it feels like to be Ethan?
Yes.
Just to sit here and go, oh, that's a good answer.
It's always.
Biscuits and gravy. That's a... Any breakfast food, really. Like, that's a comfort food.
Yeah.
If your favorite food suddenly smelled like farts, would you still eat it?
Oh.
For sure.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to say yes, but...
For sure.
You know, like 75% of your smell or taste goes off your smell.
I don't care.
So.
I don't care what it smells like.
Yeah.
If it tastes good.
Yeah. As long as I knew that what it would
taste like. Like I said, I would eat poop if poop tasted good.
I don't know about that.
If it tasted good, like you didn't know it was poop. If it tasted like steak.
See, but you didn't say that. You didn't say that it didn't. Yeah, I didn't know it was poop.
I'm just saying. If someone hands you a little brown thing and said, hey, here's some steak, and you ate it, and it tasted like steak, and then they're like, ha, just kidding, that's poop, would you be mad? No, because it tasted good.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You'd be like, give me some more. Don't lie, everyone would. They'd be like, give me some more.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. If you could change... Wait, what? Yeah, you were a buffalo chicken sandwich. If you could change what people say.
Oh, gosh. Just nothing. Keep going. Just keep going. That was like four questions ago. Oh. Buffalo chicken sandwich. Oh, that was a fart question.
I don't know.
Back to being Ethan, huh?
If you could change what people say when they sneeze, what would you change it to?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be like some like loud yell. Just instead of a chew, it'd be like, ah! People would turn around and be like, why? What is wrong with this person?
Okay.
Or like maybe a dolphin noise.
What if they roared?
See, my thing is, when I sneeze like five times in a row.
Yeah, I know.
So whatever would happen for me, I would like, if it was like yell, I'd yell like five times in a row. People would think I'd be getting kidnapped or something. And I apologize because I just yelled into the mic. So
it's fine.
It probably got really loud.
They probably can't hear us at this point because they blew their speakers out.
You're welcome.
It's all good. All
right. If you last question. If you could swap, body swap.
Serious question. Okay. Can I answer that?
What?
The last question.
Oh, yeah. You can answer that.
Okay. Thank you.
I forgot. You didn't answer. We're on one today. What'd you change it to? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. That's it. That's the one. Yep. Hey, you sneezing five times in a row.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
All right. Did I actually steal yours? Or?
Yeah, no, that was it. I should know about how to go about it.
I got it for you. If you could body swap with one person for 24 hours, who would it be?
Body swap. 24 hours.
Don't even think about this one.
It's easy. In the midst of baseball season. Not anybody that plays Major League Baseball. That'd be simple.
You'd probably get them the day they got off, so you'd just be sitting on the probably. Oh, for sure, Margot Robbie.
You think so?
Yeah, because then I'd want her to look at my life and be like, wow, he lives a sad life. I should feel bad for him. I should reach out to him. And I should be like, wow, this is what it's like to be Margot Robbie. Get on my Instagram. Follow me back.
Okay.
And then direct reasons. Message and be like, hey, what's up? And then when we switch back, I'll be like, guys, I got a DM from Margot Robbie.
Yeah, that would be neat, I guess.
And then, even though I sent it to myself, and then I'd be like, hey, and then she'd look at it and be like, wow, I sent him a message first. I don't even remember that. I'd be like, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. It. Yeah. So Margot Robbie, you know, I'd switch with her because she's just an angel.
Okay.
As that's always, fair. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TheVault_pod.
And the YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
Ooh, on it. He's on it.
Yeah, I am. Today's a good day.
I don't think we're on it today.
No, you're not on it. I'm on it.
Kind of. You kind of fell back down.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like always, we appreciate your support.
Yes, you know, stay tuned. You know, next week's going to be a good one.
It will be. If you guys ever have anything that you guys want us to talk about, you know, message us, comment, whatever. Like, we're open to any suggestions.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Your shoes. I know.
Anyway, other than that, we are Gucci Flip.
Gucci
Flops.
Flip Flops.